Now the story of a band from Iran that was poised for success here in the U.S., but their rise was cut short by a shooting in Brooklyn that left four dead. As NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports, the Yellow Dogs came to the U.S. in 2010, seeking asylum from a country hostile to their kind of music.
The Yellow Dogs were part of a small and semi-secret underground rock scene in Iran, where rock musicians were often punished. Lead singer Siavash Karampour told the website eMusic last year that he wasn't sure why his government would crack down on bands like his.
I don't know really why rock music is illegal back in Iran, but as they say, it's because it's against Islam.
The band gained international attention when they were featured in a film about Iran's underground music scene. Fearing retribution, the band left for the U.S. Like many an indie band, they landed in Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, I feel like I'm fitting perfectly. Like, you don't feel like a foreigner in New York City at all.
The Yellow Dogs became a fixture in the indie music scene. Luis Velasquez is a Brooklyn event organizer. He remembers putting on their CD for the first time and hearing the song Molly.
Which was a really awesome tune. It really made me kind of like just kind of bang my head and like have a good time while I was listening to it.
Raised in a decent family.
As Velasquez booked them on shows, he became a friend.
They could have been big, man. You know, a lot of people like them.
The Yellow Dogs sounded more Brooklyn than Tehran, singing in English in a style they describe as a combination of post-punk psychedelic rock and dance. And most of all, they had energy. Elise Lamb of the band Eula played with the Yellow Dogs many times.
I've never seen them play a bad show. They always, you know, gave it their all. And I guess it just kind of attests to them just loving to be in America and just doing what they love to do is just play music.
The Yellow Dogs shared a house in the East Williamsburg section of Brooklyn that doubled as a performance and rehearsal space.
We all lived together. We had a communist life. If someone ate, everyone ate.
Ali Salezadeh lived with the band at that house. He's also their manager and happened to be out of the country the night of the shooting that left two of the four bandmates dead. Just after midnight Monday, police say they found five people shot in that Brooklyn home. Four were dead, including the shooter. A fifth had an arm wound. Among the dead were two brothers in the band, 27-year-old Sarush Farazmand and 28-year-old Arash Farazmand. A roommate was also killed. On the roof, police found Mohammadi Rafi, the suspect, dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He was a former member of another Iranian band called the Free Keys. Salezadeh, the Yellow Dogs' manager, says they always got a bad vibe from Rafi, who had minor disputes with them.
Never, ever would we have think that those little conflicts would ever lead to this.
The other members of the band, the lead singer and bassist, survived. They were not at home at the time of the shooting. Manager Salezadeh says the two brothers who died could be shy. Arash, the older of the two, really just wanted to play drums all day long. Sarush, the younger, was quiet but could still deliver a laugh. In the eMusic video profiling the band, lead singer Obash Karampour asked Sarush the advantage of having a mustache in Brooklyn.
Girls. And yeah. Respect.
And respect, yeah. I'm afraid of you.
Manager Salezadeh says he always wanted the band to be noticed for its talents, not because they're Iranian. Now the attention is for the worst possible reason.
I can't tell you how hard it is to think this is what we're going to be known for now.
He hopes the Yellow Dogs' music lives on too. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.